Com.
Hey America, welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big weekend ahead. Because Star Trek is coming out, yet another one. There is success, I think, in the Star Trek franchise, because we're doing that prequel thing. You know, when you go back in time. Wouldn't it be great if we could do that in real life, not just in the movies, if we could go back in time? I can think of a couple of things I would re-rack. If you could pick one thing, I'm almost setting myself up for this. If you could pick one thing in the last decade that you would re-rack in the world of politics, in the chaos of politics, what would be the one thing that you would change? I will reveal mine at the end of the hour. I will reveal it at the end of the hour. Speaking of what's coming up this hour, we're going to hit the mailbag. People like Chris Cup says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, really like the show. Have to say I was worried about you. I even tried to call your studio to find out about the tornadoes. I hear there were something like 16. I was worried. I was worried, too, but not too close to the studio, let's put it that way. And it's funny, calling the mothership in Minneapolis, of course, they weren't near the tornadoes. We have the satellite facility in Dallas, Texas, and in Dallas, terrible weather, crazy storms and wind and some funnel clouds forming reported and all that kind of stuff, but nothing like what happened in Granbury and Cleburne, about an hour or so away. 16 different ones, that's absolutely right what Chris says, and that's crazy, where they kind of hopscotch, but that counts. Touchdown somewhere, do some damage, touchdown someplace else, damage someplace else, and there are a lot of people that are homeless in those two towns, and six people died, and it's amazing that only six people died, because we say this so often, and some of you have lived through this. If you've lived through a hurricane, the Superstorm Sandy, any kind of a tornado, you go evacuate. If you're lucky, you're not there, but then you go back into your neighborhood and you see what's left. And it's so creepy because, especially with the tornado, that hopscotching thing means you'll see a house just blow up. And I mean, it'll just blow up like smithereens. Everything becomes a weapon and just goes flying. But then right next door down the street, nothing. Maybe some leaves from the high winds, but nothing happens to the house. It's such a cruel twist of fate that you could be the lucky one whose house is fine, but your best buddy across the street, catty corner, or down the street in the cul-de-sac has no house anymore. And they are starting from scratch because everything's gone and blown all over the place. And, you know, some of the tornadoes, sometimes a tornado will leave a few things behind. But quite often with what ends up happening with the trees and the house collapsing, you really can't salvage very much. So you hear the sound of chainsaws, and they're going to hear a lot of those chainsaws in Granbury, Texas. So a couple of you asked and wrote and apparently called the studio to see that we were okay. So we are okay. Sad for the people who went through this and had their whole life thrown across the landscape, basically. But it was ferocious. It was like freight trains that just piled down and bear down on the population, and it's sad to see the video, sad to see the pictures of the aftermath of that. And it was, for some, it was just luck. They were lucky, and for others, not so lucky. Let's put it that way. And what do you do in a tornado? There's not much you can do. There's not much preparation unless you really see it ahead of time, unless you can get a clear handle on the fact that that's what's happening. The The other thing that we're going to talk about, of course, mixed into the conversation, which, by the way, America Tonight, if you've never heard it before, is about the buzz in your backyard. And, of course, you're invited to throw in your two cents. I'm going to give you the digits at the top, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, is some of the things that lately we're seeing when it comes to homemade bombs. I kind of scoured from the east to the west and everywhere in between to see how many reports, if it was just me thinking, well, are these reports up or what? And in doing that, in a month's time, and this was just what I could find, I came up with 25 different calls for pipe bombs, things being left behind, evidence of some kind of bomb-making material. And is it me, or is this just becoming all too common now? Because we have the information, because somebody wants to be some kind of a copycat, or they have a personal vendetta, or they're just messing around. They want to go out somewhere and set off a pipe bomb. I don't know. But I think it's interesting that we haven't, I can't remember this many stories ever being reported in such a short amount of time. And this comes, you know, on the heels of what happened in Boston back in April. And, it, you know, it's strange, even with the fertilizer plant, with what happened there. Remember, there was a suspect because of a pipe bomb, who was an EMS. He was one of those responders, and that's really stunned a lot of people in West Texas, the fact that the first responder, a first responder during the plant explosion, was arrested, and the reason why was because of finding the bomb making stuff, that he had that kind of material. And like I said, I don't know if this is on the rise or it's just something I'm more aware of, or it's being reported more, or, you know, what that's about. But the fact that you have that we have an increase in this, I think is kind of scary, that there's more homemade bombs. I mean, I can remember, and this guy was Bryce Reed, who was arrested for having those materials, and they're not saying too much about it, but I can remember as a kid, and I went to a big high school, there'd be a bomb threat. I remember a lot of people calling them bomb threats, but they were hoaxes or whatever, but I certainly don't remember a lot of people being arrested for having the material for it and actually going through with some of them, or being stopped before they went through with it, or, you know, whatever. So is this just a reaction to the fact that the info's out there, or what's it about? So remember, you can throw in your one thing. If you could pull a Star Wars and have a prequel and you could go back and change something politically, what would it be that you would change in the last decade? If there's something that you could change in the last decade, what would it be? Hang with us. We're booting it to the other side.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Tonight, but Jack says, back in time, I'd take the Powerball numbers, smart Alec. Who wouldn't take the Powerball numbers? What's that suddenly wealthy syndrome we talked about the other day? Suddenly rich. What do you do? Oh, no. How do you handle it? And somebody's going to be suddenly rich when they hit the Powerball because that number has just grown by leaps and bounds. It's now up. Sudden Wealth Syndrome is the name of it, by the way. It's up to over 500 million. I think it's 550. That is crazy. If there's one ticket and somebody wins that, by the time you take out the taxes, I mean, already, how much money do you need? But the money would be, the lump sum would be incredible on that Powerball. Maybe it'll be a group of people that need it, that split it. I don't know, but I know for sure that there are going to be a lot of people that are playing the Powerball. If nothing else, just for, they know they could get struck by lightning easier, but just to say that they played it. I just got a text on the Powerball. It's 550 million. That's what it is. And the next drawing is on the 18th. The cash value on that, you ready for this? The cash value would be $350 million. $350 million. I bet if you had, it's like, I always say it's like getting the golden ticket. Remember Willy Wonka and the kids are poor and he has the chocolate bars and someone's going to have the right wrapper and then their life is going to be changed because he wants to, eventually we know it's revealed, he wants to give one of the kids the factory, and it ends up being Charlie, but you go through that whole thing of going through the candy factory and how stoked the kids are and, you know, the whole test that they go through and whatever. But this beats that by a long shot. So the Mega Millions is $190 million. The cash value there is $140 million. $140 million. Now, the good thing there is that somebody, you know, whoever it is that wins, the fact that nobody won the last time around pumps up what happens with the lottery money. I mean, I know people joke and laugh about that, about, oh, I'm for sports education. But with a big number, and by the time that comes out, by the time you rack all the tickets that are in it, that should be some pretty good number that'll be pumped into the local economies anyway for education or whatever it's earmarked for. Usually it's education, but certainly it could be, other things besides that. It depends on which lottery we're talking about. It depends on what state that we are talking about. All right, Benghazi. When we go and check the email in our next segment, a lot of you still are hanging on to the whole Benghazi thing. And, you know, last week, and there's a big story about this, that ABC's Jonathan Carl, he gets a lot of airtime, had a huge scoop. He was reporting on the 11 revisions to the talking points that were hashed out right after the September 11th, 2012 attack on the compound in Libya. He quoted emails from the State Department spokeswoman, Victoria Nuland. That's what he said. He was pointing to the emails, and Victoria Nuland raised objections to some points that the CIA included. Carl also appeared to tie the revisions to the White House by quoting an email from the Deputy National Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes. So here's the thing. They're investigating this. Carl says he relied on the White House emails reviewed by ABC, but later in the story said that the caveat is that some of the story's contentions relied on summaries of the White House and State Department emails. So that's like the Rubik's Cube. Where'd you get the emails? So this is not a secret if he's talking about some of the stuff that he got. But there's a lot of wrong information that apparently is coming out and getting out there into the public domain from Congress and people who aren't so informed with it. So in looking at this investigation, are they going to be able to correct the record? So it was really 17 revisions, not 11. He's sticking to his story, by the way. Jonathan Carl is sticking to his story. He admitted in a follow-up post that in the Rhodes email, he quoted verbatim a source who reviewed the original documents and shared detailed notes. So he must have some good sources, Carl. If he has this big bombshell, then somebody's given him information. It's got to be tough for the other people who are there going toe-to-toe with him, and then everybody calls up and says, how come you didn't know that? How come that your sources aren't as good? Look at what his sources were. That was a huge story. Huge story. About the talking points being emailed to the people in the various departments, including Victoria Nuland. And she wondered why the CIA was giving members of Congress talking points that were more assertive than anything she could say or defend herself. She also said that the talking points left the impression that the CIA had issued all sorts of warnings before the attack. So she wanted to make that clear that was not the case. Not the case. The other thing that people want to talk about in the couple emails that I got, one, I'm going to clear it up now, one from Jake and one from Tommy, is the fact that the bombing, the Boston Marathon bomb suspect, did scrawl a little bit of a manifesto on the boat where he was taken out of the boat, on the side panel. Of course, remember all the bullets that flew. It was crazy how many bullets. Wait, he's bleeding to death. He's in a boat. Let's shoot 100 rounds into the boat. Well, we're going to miss some, but we'll shoot as many as we can. So they go they go to the side of the boat and find phrases like praise Allah on the panels, references to Iraq and Afghanistan and the infidels. And the praise Allah was written in black ink with a bullet hole right above it. So Jokar Tsarnaev, who was pulled out of that in that boat, apparently wrote it. He did have one little tiny reference to the word brother, but that was it. His brother Tamerlan, as you all know, was killed hours before that during a shootout with the police blocks away from that low location. So anyway, they are using that boat as evidence because of all the things that were written on the inside of it. I mean, I wonder when this is all said and done, the evidence is over with the boat. I wonder if the guy whose boat it is, does he get a new boat? Does the government have to buy him a new boat, or the FBI? I guess that particular part of the government, because they shot so much ammo, they pumped so many bullets into his baby, into the boat. Do they buy him a new one? Does he open the door one day and there's a big giant ribbon on a brand new boat? Cop says yes. Yes, because here in America Tonight, if you don't call 855-266-5283, you can always chat with us through the miracle of Pal Talk, or send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We also do a segment, and we're going to have that segment coming up, called We Can Count. And I can count a zillion reasons why I can't imagine that someone would pay this amount. But Bea Arthur, remember her from Golden Girls? She apparently posed topless, and a painting, that painting got $1.9 million at a New York auction. And it's called Bea Arthur Naked. $1.9 million? What are you doing with that painting? What, I mean, you have to be such a huge fan. Who's buying that painting? I don't get it. But we have numbers at the tail end of the show. We're going over the wall. Jump over with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Cars are gone. Both of our cars are messed up. I had a big shop. Ain't a piece of it left now.
I heard the glass shattering, and I knew my house was gone. And we looked up, and then on top of the bathtub, the whole ceiling was gone. And that's when we knew we were probably gone. We were in trouble.
Imagine for a second your entire house is blown up around you, but somehow you and your family survive. Well, the good news is you survive. The bad news is now you got to pick up the pieces, and you got pieces. And I'm telling you, those series that ripped through North Texas, the series of tornadoes, were unreal, the damage they left in the wake of their path. 16 in all. Some of them had a wide swath, more than 8 feet wide. Killed 6, injured dozens and dozens of people. 100 homes gone. Off limits, because they wouldn't even let the people back in until they made sure they had searched for all survivors and made sure it was safe enough for them to come back in. And this all happened on Wednesday night and into Thursday. It's been a wild 24 hours plus after these series of twisters just had waste behind them. Cars smashed and turned over. Trailers smacked into cars. You name it, it happened. Flattened homes, uprooted trees, just absolutely unbelievable looking at the damage. And I think that it's very surprising, and thank goodness that there aren't more people that were killed in this, because we're talking about homes that had were completely damaged, not sustainable for life. I mean, just destructed, looked like a giant fist smashed into it, electricity, water out in the houses, and it could be days before these people that can go back to a home can even get back into it. So, of course, the Texas governor is going to tour and all the other people that are political types, and they'll have, you know, some kind of a press conference. But it was an EF4 is what the National Weather Service says. That means winds, an EF4, that means winds could be up to 200 miles an hour. It's about 65 miles south of Dallas, southwest, really, of Dallas. 200-mile-an-hour winds. I went with my nephew to the big science place in St. Petersburg, and they have a simulated twister deal that you get inside. It's like a tube, and you keep turning it up. You turn up the winds, and let me tell you, you feel the force of that, and so you can just imagine. And I think it goes up to about 160. You feel the force of that on the ground in your house. People were hanging on. They did what you're supposed to do. If there was no place to go, they were in bathtubs, and things fell down around them, but they survived. A lot of you wanted to talk about what happened with the tornadoes, so without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. We start with this one from Bob in Illinois. Kate, I was thinking about you. I know you've talked about living in the Midwest, and you certainly have covered tornadoes, but I was worried about you, girl. I thought you were right in the middle of the eye of this storm. And I caught you on the air, and I thought, how ridiculous is that? You can't be in any kind of a bomb shelter, for goodness sake. And we just hope that you're okay. I'm okay. If you're listening, I'm okay. Absolutely. 65 miles plus away. Had a mother-in-law, though, was about a mile or so away, and she was a little freaked out, but nothing happened to her, you know, to her house, which is great. Cop asks, was there any tornado chasers there? There were. These people, well, they're not worried. They'll get close so they can get them, sadly, the shots. I say sadly because sometimes that ends in disaster for them. But there were people that were chasing the tornado, and the video of some of these tornadoes is really unbelievable. The shots, just an enormous funnel, and you hear that violence, because it's violent what happens with the funnel, you know, with the whole cloud. It's an incredible sound. It does sound to me like a train has just come right through a house. Like the train went off the tracks and smashed through a house, because you hear things being ripped apart. You can hear that in that cloud. Stupidly, when I was early in my career, and it was my first job, it was a place called NTV in Kearney, Nebraska. And what did I know about tornadoes? I grew up in hurricane country where you had at least some warning usually. But we, you know, that's what we did. So we went out to get footage when tornadoes came in, and I ended up with another reporter under an overpass. You know, the car pulled over under an overpass, underpass, under the overpass, and we did get footage of the tornado, but it was scary. I mean, you know, you could be, you're there looking for shelter, but that thing can rip through there, rip around you, and it wasn't as strong as this hurricane, but it was pretty darn bad. And you could really feel that wind. Whew. I mean, rip is the right word to use. All right, here's another one from Stan the Man. Hello, Ms. Delaney and listeners of America Tonight. Having been through a horrific experience with tornadoes twice before in my life, I really feel for the people in Texas who now have to do the processing of realizing they got no place to live in some cases. They have to buy new things, things that are necessities, not necessarily frivolous, and that a tornado almost took their lives. Well, see, I would think that, Stan the Man, I would think that the fact that you survived 16 possible tornadoes or however many were in your neighborhood, and you see the damage, or if everything is completely obliterated in your life, but everybody's safe, that's what you hold on to. Like, hey, it's stuff. You can replace the stuff. But it does remind everybody that it's not hocus pocus when you talk about being emergency prepared. I guarantee, I'm just thinking, I know there's some smart people in this audience, but I guarantee that probably 80% of you are not prepared for an emergency. I mean, just even stupid things. Do you have candles, matches, backup generator? Do you have lots of flashlights? Do you have a floodlight, you know, that's battery powered? What would you do if boom, boom, out go the lights, out goes the electricity, everything's dark, and there's no hotel rooms, there's no place? Where do you go? What's your exit strategy? And as much as I mentioned that, I, for a long time, didn't, I would say I'm going to put that on a list, and I didn't do it. And now I have done it. So I've got a few of those features that I would need in the case of an emergency. And you see, this is a prime example. Because at least if you had some of that stuff somewhere in a big locked box, like a, you know, one of those big giant toolboxes or whatever, there's features that you could have or have it stored somewhere. You could get to it. You could have it. And instead of being a little bit blinded, because remember, this was also dark, it was cold, and it was raining. It was unbelievable amounts of rain and hail to add insult to injury. So people were, after the tornadoes, they were dealing with a storm. They were dealing with a storm before. They were dealing with the storm after the tornadoes touched down. People in a lot of these areas, they say the national average is 13 minutes is what you have, that a 13-minute warning maybe before the tornado strikes. And in this case, they had just about that, about 13 minutes to get out of where they were. I mean, what would you do? Is your strategy jump in the car and head in a different direction? Do you know where to go to get out of the path of the possible path if you don't have a storm, you know, some kind of a storm area to go to? I mean, where would you go? It's, and it really, you know, Granbury is a small town, but it hit the more populated places. So that's why so many of those homes were, you know, were ripped apart. And sadly, the Texas tornadoes destroyed a neighborhood that was built by the people. It was Habitat for Humanity, one of the areas. They built it through Habitat for Humanity, which is, oh, that's so sad. All right, let's take another one here. Chris, listening to us in Vermont, WVMT. Oh, love those folks up there. Great morning show. And so Chris says, Kate, this is so crazy, all this nonsense happening in Washington. I have no words for it. Sometimes I'm a little more eloquent. If you remember, I've written many, many emails to you. But, you know, it's so easy to say just run the bums out of office. But why not really thoroughly investigate it? If we're going to spend taxpayer money to have some kind of a committee hearing and some kind of an investigation, you know, can't we find out who the real offenders are in the case of the Associated Press and in the case of the IRS? Heck, let's throw in Benghazi for good measure. And why not the military sexual abuse scandals? Yeah, that's a lot of money we'd be spending in four different directions. I think that this goes away. I don't think we're going to see anything different come out of this other than the military that people accuse go through the process and maybe do some time, and who knows whatever the offense was, how what level of the offense was. I think that happens, but I don't think on the other three we're going to hear lots of talk. But I don't think you're going to, see anybody go to prison. As John Boehner was saying, who goes to jail over this? Well, John, who does go to jail? I don't think anyone's going to go to jail as a result of that at all. And we're just going to have more hearings. That's what's going to happen down the road. All right, I know what's happening next here on America Tonight. Numbers, numbers, numbers. And we're not talking about the lottery. I already gave you those numbers, so you get it. How much money did Howard Stern pay for a brand new home in Palm Beach? Well, it's greater than $100,000, but is it more than $50 million? That answer next on We Can Count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for. He's feeling like a daughter. All around him, criticize and say, and to reflect along a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Howard Stern, an alligator, David Beckham, and cocaine. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all part of We Can Count, coming up now. Whoops. I think our guy retired. Say they arrested a man on drug charges because he used his job at Papa John's as a cover. He delivered more coke than pizza. He was 45-year-old Ramon Rodriguez. They say he made 19 sales of cocaine to an undercover officer since the fall of 2011. So they took him in handcuffs away on Wednesday night. He sold a kilo of cocaine in front of the Brooklyn pizza store where he worked. using a pizza box as a cover. He thought he was so clever, and they were watching him the entire time. Mm. David Beckham, England's best footballer, announces he's retiring on Thursday. What a career he's had. Trophy, trophy, trophy. Glamour, glamour, glamour. And has had a big impact on the game of football in England, for all of you Brits out there listening to the show, and or soccer, as we call it. The 38-year-old former English captain had earned 115 caps for England. That's a record for an outfield player. He won the Champions League, 6 Premier League titles, 2 FA Cups with Manchester United. He also won league titles with other teams, 2, including the LA Galaxy. And he started his career at Manchester U. He supported that team as a kid. He would watch them. He appeared for the first time at the age of 17 in 1992. What is Beckham known for? Remember the movie Bend It Like Beckham? Free kicks, pinpoint crosses, that was his deal. I mean, that was Beckham all the way. He was a fun guy to watch play. I saw him play just a few times, but it was very, very, very exciting. So now he retires. What's he going to do? It's all those young kids, I suppose, spend some time with the young kids. Alligators, alligator hunting, not something I would like to do, but I have to say I was stunned when I saw this photograph. It was incredible. An 18-year-old high school senior became the record holder for the heaviest alligator ever caught in Texas. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department officials certified that the gator he bagged, Braxton Beliski, was 800 pounds. He was hunting with his dad and a friend, and this was after they won a drawing for a 5-day permit to hunt in a certain area in South Texas. It's about 90 miles south of San Antonio, and they say the 14-foot, 3-inch gator could be maybe 50 years old. It hooked on a line with raw chicken as bait. Then that was it. They pulled the gator alongside a flat-bottom boat across the lake to the beach area to lift it into their vehicle. That's crazy. You know those flat boats? No way am I dragging an alligator near a flat, I mean, that's just me, near my flat boat. You know what they're saying, how they pull it alongside of it? Wow. And this, I mean, this gator's huge. It looks fake. It doesn't even look real. I'm still getting over the 800 pounds. I went to Gator World one time with my young nephew. It's in Orlando, among the attractions. It's in Orlando, and boy, it was crazy. It was almost scary to see how many alligators they had there. You could pick up the baby once in a while, they would snap at you. But they had giant alligators too. They even let you get close to those alligators. I'm sure I have a picture where I look terrified as I'm near one of them throwing chicken out. So, because, you know, gators move fast. Here's another one that's sad for we can count. There's a mysterious death of a San Diego surfer. His body was covered with shark bites. San Diego lifeguard Lieutenant John Everhart says someone walking on a beach discovered the body before dawn on Thursday. They think it's the body of a 42-year-old man who was reported missing by his fiance Wednesday night after he didn't return from surfing. They haven't released his name or any of that kind of stuff, but the man's surfboard was found separately with his wetsuit tied around it. And when they found the lifeguard found the body, that somebody found the body, told the lifeguard, he said in 30 years he's never seen anything like that, that it was strange to make the decision when you're out in the water to take off the wetsuit and tie it around the board. But the body had wounds consistent with a shark attack, and there wasn't any kind of signs of a struggle. Very sad, because they don't know any of the details. They just, you know, they found him. They don't know any of the details, but they believe it's that guy, that's who it is. All right, I told you about the tale of the alligator. You know, people who fish are known for tall tales. I caught the biggest one, and then he got away at the end. I was pulling him along the flat boat, and somehow he wiggled free. A bass fishing band of people on the Toledo Bend in Louisiana, they, it's crazy. I was reading the kind of stuff that they're pulling up. They say that the bass are biting and they're larger than life. See, the problem is, though, is this man-made and they're stocking them all up. But anyway, they have all kinds of tournaments there. They say 1,000 fish are swimming in Toledo Bend and they're are tagged and they're waiting to be caught. And this is wild. The prizes, of course, prices have gotten pretty big, but 25,000, as high as 25,000 if you can bag the big one. And they know how big the biggest is. They have a bass that's much larger than 26 pounds. I'm reeling in that. What would that be like, reeling in a 26-pound bass? It's kind of like the whole marlin thing and reeling in the marlin, going through the agony that you go through. All right, Howard Stern, I won't keep you in suspense. Howard Stern's house in Palm Beach, how much did he pay for the house? That's the house that Sirius or slash radio built. That would be $52 million. $52 million. Geez, what do you get in a house for that kind of money for $52 million? I guess any darn thing you want. I'd have to think that some of the some of what he has in there is in, you know, is imported marble. Who knows? And
gold,
they're saying
gold bidets.
gold bidets. Certainly gold faucets and a gigantic kitchen. And who knows what the backyard part of it looks like, the spread in the back. But I'm sure it's incredibly opulent because that's a big price tag and pricing what even a decent sized house is and what you could put in it. It's, yeah, he's definitely got it fully loaded. He's only revealing a few details. I think when you listen to his show, he tells you a little bit more about it. But $52 million. Whoo! Now, if you win one of these lotteries coming up, you could easily buy a bigger house than Howard Stern.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.